thank you. Sorry. You know, it's the difficult things.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight. Next on our agenda, we typically do good things. I'd like to change it up a little bit at Dr. Burke's suggestion. Where's our principals at up there? Let's have our principals give them a good thing for that.
Assisting with some technology stuff. Sarah, I mean, everybody that you see, Nathan, couldn't have been a quicker start for you. It's just our operations staff delivering PPE and getting things done. And I mean, it was a tremendous effort by everyone. And I see Dr. Harris in there, and it's a 47-page document we put out. So I just want to say in front of the board, in front of everybody, that we have an amazing staff, and they're committed and passionate, and it's a good place to be. So we have some bumps, but we're working through it, and we keep moving forward. So.
Dr.
Yes, sir.
One thing I
want to add. I want to add to that. I want to do this.
Nine boats.
Always a good day.
All right. Next up is audit participation. All right. Audit participation. Participants must have signed up prior to the board meeting start time. Participants may address the board on any agenda item. Participation will be 3 minutes. Comment to the board unless participant requires the use of a translator, in which case participation is limited to 6 minutes. The board will only consider complaints that remain unresolved being addressed in the proper administrative channel. And when they have been placed on the agenda, please note the board of trustees shall not deliberate, respond, or make decisions regarding any subject that is not included on the agenda that is posted. For further information on these requirements, contact Katie Keys, Department of the Secretary, at 281-689-4441. There is no participation in that. Next, 7A, district recognition.
All right. So the Texas Association of School Boards TASB Business Recognition Program is a way for our district to recognize the assistance provided by two districts, by businesses and other community organizations. And so I know we have some of our businesses here tonight. And so we'd like to present you, let me mask up, with a couple of certificates. So our first certificate of recognition will be presented to, make sure we're in that order, A to Z Specialties. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
now go into a closed session. The closed session will be held for purposes authorized by Texas Open Meetings Act, Governor of Texas, Section 551.207.4, personnel concerning any and all purposes permitted by the Act. Nobody will take place in this closed meeting. Any action the board wishes to take as part of discussion in closed session will take place after the board reconvenes in the open meeting. It is now.
It is now 7:12.
7:12. We shall return.
I'm doing one.